You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
As long as tomorrow is clear and beautiful, do what you will today.
I'm trying to go to the hot dog fest.
Definitely. I'll be there. Be on the stage. Be in and out the crowd.
What you gonna be on the stage for?
Because they asked me to introduce the people. It's my honor to do that.
Okay. So you gonna introduce War?
Yeah.
You gonna introduce Howard Hewitt?
Yeah.
You gonna introduce the Gap Band Experience?
Yeah.
All right.
And I know you will be at the first Chiefs preseason game.
Oh, you already know, baby. Oh, it's going down. Them weak Cincinnati Bengals coming to the town. Patrick Mahomes in the starting offense, they shouldn't play no more than two or three series at the most in the first quarter. Then the backups will take over. But, you know, it's just a thrill of football coming back and just, you know, the expectations are through the roof this year.
Have you watched Hard Knock Life?
Hard Knock Life?
Yeah, the HBO thing, Hard Knock.
Hard Knocks. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. With the Raiders.
Yes.
The team who I hate. Yes, I watch it every year.
I do too.
You do?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
So you saw the dude get cut already?
Ollie, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a little... I was like...
He didn't want it.
He a little different.
He didn't want it. Whenever they tell you to do something to benefit you and you don't do it and you're that low on the totem pole, they get rid of you.
When they were cleaning out his locker, fam, mm-hmm. and then put the new jersey of the other person.
Oh, it's real.
That's exactly mm-hmm. what I said. I said, oh, it just got real.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They put all his stuff in a bag mm-hmm. and was like, all right, yeah, thanks, peace. Bye.
But, you know, it's a lot of things you could take from that. For life, for everybody can apply to it.
That's exactly yeah. what I thought to myself. I said, this is a microcosm of life.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not ready for an opportunity, you're going to squander it, no matter how good the opportunity is.
And somebody is always willing to do something to take your spot. So you got to show greatness all the time.
I was wondering why he had a nose ring, though. And then he had like a the full goals, grill. Yeah.
Some folks, you know, Alvin Kamara from the Saints, he got a nose ring. He plays with it, and he got a grill too.
What if somebody rip it out by mistake?
Well, I ponder that myself too, but then I think, you know, you got the face mask, and then he wears a guard over the part that's open. So, but you don't know, anything could happen though. Yeah.
I want one in the Jerry on.
Jerry.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 today. Look for more thunderstorms on the way with highs in the mid-80s. Right now, you are clear 72 in KCK. Shade, what's popping?
The Beehive has been a buzz after Beyonce has posted a couple of pictures of herself, and people were thinking she might be bearing another of Jay-Z's babies.
Another one.
I mean, she just looked happy to me. And a little thick, that's it.
She looked good.
I'm like, just because you're thick don't necessarily mean you're pregnant.
Mm-hmm. I don't think she looked pregnant, though. She just looks, I don't know, just healthy.
That's what I thought, too. Yeah. This would be her fourth child with her man, mm-hmm. if so.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go ahead and bear them children, honey.
Go ahead. You already conquered the world.
I'm trying to tell you. Now raise up another group of millionaires.
Yeah.
Wendy Williams recently was on a radio show talking about the rumors that she has relapsed. Mm. She's denying it, saying, no, you know, she's still good. She just out here dating now that her and Kevin Hunter are in Splitsville.
How you doing?
She look good, though.
She does. Wendy really does look good. She looks happy. She looks secure. And that's a good thing.
Yes, I'm singing. I want a mango.
Sometimes when you get that toxic stuff out of your life, you know, your skin tends to clear up a little bit more.
Your edges grow back in better.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, all that be happening. Your skin is glowing. All the bumps on your face just disappear.
What'd you say?
The bumps on your face disappear.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Carlos King is a TV producer, and he released a list of the top reality stars of all time. And he gave Tiffany New York Pollard the top spot. Do you know who she is, New York?
Yeah, I watched Flavor of Love back in the day.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah. Nah, that was must-see TV back then. It was. For real, Flavor of Love was that show. Okay, let's not get it twisted. Back in 06, 07.
Then Tammy Roman came in at number 2. NeNe Leakes is 3. Bethany Frankel is 4. And Omarosa came in at number 5.
The only person I don't know on that list is number 4.
Bethany Frankel is on Real Housewives of New York.
Oh, okay.
And then she left the show, and then she came back.
All the other ones I know, though. I would have thought that NeNe would have been one. As much as she's done, and, you know, her name is worth some money now. Who is your, like, top 5?
I haven't watched enough reality TV to really be in this conversation.
Yeah. Me neither.
I really... We need to ask Julie this because she watches a lot.
Oh, yeah. Julie, give me a top 100.
Yeah. And reasons why.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
I just got off work. Before I got off work, somebody told me that I parked in a parking spot. How you gonna tell me this is your parking spot when this is a public place? This is a public work establishment. You really waited till after I got done pulling a 16 to tell me that I parked in your parking spot? Is your name on this mug? That's why I'm mad this morning, y'all.
You done pulled a whole double?
Straight up.
Somebody 16. Was drinking their petty juice this morning, bro.
Yeah, you know what it is? Somebody didn't get some. Somebody check was short last week. Somebody had to come mess with me. You lucky you didn't.
Uh oh. Chill out.
Yeah.
Don't say it. Who is this?
I'm Juan.
All right, Juan. Thank you so much, baby.
Straight up. Thank y'all.
Today I got time, cuz.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Casey K back in school this week. Next week, KCPS and just about every other school system will be headed back to the classroom. Oof. Ultimate back to school shopping spree. We're going to make it a little easy for you. $500 gift card up for grabs. Go to kprs.com for that. It's been 5 years since Michael Brown, an unarmed teen, was shot by police in front of a store in Ferguson. Officer Darren Wilson was acquitted in that crime. And the Black Lives Matter movement was birthed out of that situation. Of course, Colin Kaepernick took a stand, or took a kneel, if you will. And he's still out of the league over that decision. 850 days. Colin tweeted that he's ready. 5 days a week. He wakes up at 5 a.m., still ready. Do you think Colin will ever get a chance to suit up in the NFL again?
Unfortunately, I don't. And with the settlement that he had earlier this year, I think that definitely put that closed the coffin on it, in my opinion. And I think that they washed their hands of Kaepernick a long time ago, to be honest with you.
Who's Greg Grunberg? You know who that is?
No, ma'am.
Says he's better than so many QBs in the NFL. Hashtag bring back Cap.
Oh, he is. Kaepernick can start for a team today. Okay. Specifically, the Dolphins. He can start for them. But, you know, no team is going to touch him. The NFL is, they think that this thing is behind them now.
But people have had redemption, and he didn't even do anything. Like, man, you know, when I was watching Hard Knocks, Incognito back.
Yeah. It's a lot of players who's back that have done things in the past.
Real things.
Yeah.
Gallup didn't do anything.
Yeah, we're talking about domestic violence issues. We're talking about
racist comments.
Yeah, we're talking about a lot of stuff. And, you know, Kaepernick, all he was doing is just standing up for his people.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it speaks to the volumes of you know, the people who are in charge.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Gospel singer, producer, mogul. Kirk Franklin will be in the town today. So, Brian, I had his phone number in my phone from when I lived in Dallas. Mm-hmm. I left Dallas in 09. That's 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So, I was like, I wonder if Kirk Franklin got the same phone number. So, I decided to text. How about this same number? He said he gonna pull up on us today.
For real?
That's what he said.
GP, are you with me?
This is a very good season of Sunday Best, by the way.
Yeah.
Really enjoying it. Maybe we can get Kirk Franklin involved in today's hot trending topic so that possibly we can minister to the rapper Blueface.
Oh, Lord.
Because I know Jesus must be frowning upon this behavior. Blueface said in an interview that he has slept with over 1,000 women in the last 6 months.
1,000? I'm a... I know. It's like sometimes it might be a threesome, it might be foursome. I didn't have a fivesome.
What's funny about that, though?
Well, Shay, when you're young, you know, when I say young, I mean when you're like 16 to like 24, somewhere around that age, you tend to brag about doing that, sleeping with a lot of women.
Or, really?
Yeah, it's like a badge of honor. It is, seriously. But the Bible says there's nothing new under the sun, right? He's not the only one who's done this. Will Chamberlain, remember, he bragged about sleeping with 20,000 women. Even the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, he done bragged about sleeping with 10,000 women in his lifetime.
First of all, I don't believe that this young man has slept with 1,000 women in 6 months. He would literally be having to sleep with 5 women 7 days a week. When are you out here making these little records? When are you performing? When are you able to bathe, eat dinner, lunch, breakfast? Do you have enough time to do that?
We gotta get up and go at least one more round.
I wouldn't throw it out the window, but I don't think it's 1,000.
5 times a day. Just think about yourself. 5 times a day, 7 days a week.
He just said fivesomes, foursomes, threesomes. He knocking them out in bulk at a time.
I can't. He out here like Sam's Club.
Which isn't the safest or the cleanest thing to do.
It's disgusting. You know? I am mortified by this. Yeah. This is not funny to me.
Well, some people get down like that, Shay.
If you found out that a mate you had, you know what I'm saying, I done slept with 1,000 men.
Peace.
Would you admit to having that many partners to someone?
No. I wouldn't. They wouldn't want to message you after that. There's nothing special about it.
What do you guys think about this situation? Do you believe that he's had that many partners? And if so, would you be ashamed to admit something like that?
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go!
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:22 today. Look for cloudy skies. It'll be humid with highs in the mid-80s. Right now, your sunny is 72 in KCK. Shade, what's poppin'?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Leo friends. Ooh, rapper Mac-10 is 48 today.
Ooh, what you know about this?
Back, yeah, boogie, oogie, oogie.
Yeah. What?
Oh my God. Never heard that song before.
Hey, get your West Coast game up.
Rap pioneer Curtis Blow is 60 today. That was the That meant you was a real live B-boy. Former NFL and Major League Baseball player Deion Sanders is 52 today.
I know you don't know nothing about this.
I remember this song. He had a Jerry Curl.
No, he had the S Curl in this. Relax.
Jerry Curl and S Curl is the same thing.
That's my song.
Journalist and TV personality Hoda Kotb is 55. Former NBA player, basketball coach Derek Fisher is 45.
That's my dog.
Rapper Young Thug is 27 today.
It's your song.
I can make a brick wall. Yeah!
Oh my God.
And the late great icon, the voice, Whitney Houston, it would have been her birthday today.
Yes. Happy birthday, all my Leos, on August 9th.
So Wale has a good idea. He says that if you get a record deal, it should come with mental health insurance.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah.
He said, quote, you got to remind yourself who you are, especially with like celebrities. You got to remember you're going to bed looking at your comments. Everybody's telling you you're the greatest. And by Friday, everybody's telling you that you fell off and you're the worst. Mm-hmm. It's difficult.
He is right. Yeah, because it can go from hot to cold just like that. Seriously.
I watched Cardi B going off yesterday on her live about people making comments about her performance that she missed in Indianapolis, mm-hmm. and a woman saying that it was because of Offset, but it wasn't.
See, and if you read into those things, it could manifest in your mind and it could be real when really all of these comments don't mean anything.
You'll be responding all day, every day, yeah. if you pay attention to stuff that's being said online.
Yep.
You'll never get to do anything.
Yep.
Megan Thee Stallion.
My baby.
Put a little thing together with Nicki Minaj and Ty Dolla $ign. It's called Hot Girl Summer. You got a little bit of it?
Is what it is, there's some five star. She a big old freak, it's a must that I hit. It's a hot girl summer, so you know she got it lit. Know she got it lit. Hot girl summer, so you know she got it lit. Know she got it lit. Hot girl, summer, hey, you know she got it.
Look, handle me? Who gon' handle me? Thinking he's a player, he's a member on the team. He put in all that work, he wanna be the MVP. I told him ain't no taming me, I love my niggas equally. Fucking 9 to 5 niggas with that superstar beat. The superstar star, now I got him far link. I called a jet to get that nick, I told him call, don't send no text. And don't you tell him you with me when they be asking where you at.
Who a how to be? Who got a lot of D? Who popping like a P when he be hopping out the V? And who gon' tell him that my bitch is getting her degree? And when we say it's hot girl summer, we ain't talking about degrees.
Ooh, I like that.
Isn't it a little bit late? We about to be hot girl fall.
It is a little late. Yeah.
Fall is here. I'm just saying. Yeah, the timing is off.
They put that out a little late.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I've been young. Reckless in some pieces of my life, Brian. I could admit to that.
You reckless?
Yeah. Mm. I've done some things that, in hindsight, I was like, man, you probably shouldn't have done that.
You wildin'.
I don't think I was ever wildin' status, but, you know, young, free, careless. Mm-hmm. Rapper Blueface, he's been out, what? I don't even think a whole year yet.
Nah, Tatiana was getting hot in, February, March.
Okay. Yeah. Well, in an interview, he says that he has slept with over 1,000 women in the last 6 months. And that's doubtful. He would have to literally entertain 5 women a day to make that number real.
Well, you know, some people like to, you know, embellish numbers. They like to over-exaggerate sometimes. And maybe you've done so much, you've lost count.
Why do we need this information, though?
I don't know. Some people like to brag on different things. Some people like to brag about money. Some people like to brag about, you know, basketball skills. And some people like to brag about many women they done been with.
I don't understand this.
How old is this young man? He can't be no more than 23. At the oldest.
I don't understand why he's doing that, because all I think about is disease.
Oh, you know he ain't thinking about that. He'll be like, all you gotta do is put a Jimmy hat on.
So there's 1,000 used, whatever. All right. Do you believe him? And would you be ashamed to admit a high number like that?
In my time, I probably slept with like 100 or something. I mean, I don't brag about it, though.
Do you believe that Blueface done, you know, done that with 1,000 women in about, you know, a couple months?
Hell no. That ain't good, nothing like that. I got money, and I ain't even get that.
Yeah.
I
mean, well, the bigger question is, did he satisfy 1,000 women?
Oh, probably not.
No, he didn't satisfy him.
He ain't trying to do that, though. He's trying to satisfy himself.
Right. Yeah, it ain't right. Now, I got a partner. He lived down in Atlanta, and we used to compete with each other.
Oh, Lord.
See, yeah, we did, though.
How old was y'all when y'all did all this?
I was in my 20s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in my 50s, man. Yeah.
Well, who won?
I won.
What you been doing this morning? You way laid back.
Oh, I've been sitting up here. I'm drinking me some Bud Light.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I thought. I didn't want to jump out there on my own, but that's where I was thinking in my mind. Like, he might be sipping this morning. Okay.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The Hot Boy Summer. Itchy Boy Summer.
Itchy Boy Summer.
Oh, boy. Blueface got to have the itchies and the scratchies.
Mm.
He admitted in an interview that he has had relations with 1,000 women in the last 6 months.
1,000? I'm a I know. It's like sometimes it might be a threesome, it might be foursome. I didn't have a fivesome.
That's a lot of work, boy. It's enough work doing one, let alone 3, 4, and 5.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Why did he feel the need to share that info, though?
He's young and he wants to brag about it. Shay, I'm telling you, when you're that age, each woman is like a badge of honor. I'm just keeping it real with you right now.
Fucking naked.
You feel like that? Like you would be out here?
Nah, I don't feel like that. Now, when I was younger, you know.
You was out there telling people like how many? Are you serious?
No,
you was like,
no.
Yeah, you know, I done been with.
You don't pillow talk. But when you're amongst boys, and this is where the term boys will be boys come from. You tend, it's like locker room talk. You
we need to change that then. You coach boys, you need to influence them not to do that, because that's disgusting.
We don't even bring up women or none of that. We're strictly football when we on the football field.
Well, y'all need to bring it up so you can tell them not to do that.
You can see they public hairs.
Do you believe that he's been with 1,000 women, and should he be ashamed of it?
I believe that Blueface, he is so. No, I do not believe he has slept with 1,000 women. Maybe about 500, you know, but not nothing over 1,000. And if he is doing threesome and foursomes, he should really be ashamed. Like, you are really out here trying to catch AIDS.
That's what I was thinking, too, that he is exposing himself to STDs and all that different DNA and different scents and textures and
scents.
Yes.
It's a mess. It really is. You know, you should be ashamed, not only because you're a rapper, but why would you want to say that you are out here having sex with multiple women? You don't know what these women have. These women are coming out the blue saying that they have AIDS, and he's going to be the next one on the list. It's ridiculous.
All right, what's your name?
Kiki.
Thank you so much for calling up this morning.
All righty, thank you.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Los Angeles Lakers star Anthony Davis admitted that he never has and is still afraid of the dark. How old is he?
Anthony Davis, I want to say, is about 26.
He sleeps with the TV on, the bathroom light on, and admits that he is afraid.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. I mean, to each his own, though, because everybody has some type of fear of something.
I'm afraid of small animals that burrow, like a mouse, a chipmunk, squirrels. When I was a little girl, and I would walk to school, there would be little squirrels in the trees. Mm-hmm. And so some of the older kids would tell us younger kids, you know, be careful because the squirrel will jump on you and bite your neck. And so I used to walk like just with my neck.
Like Esther Roll?
Yes, when I would go underneath the tree. So when I see squirrels, I'd be like, all right.
Damn.
I tell the squirrel, all right, stay where you at. Don't even come over here.
There is no way you would have been able to attend Northwest Missouri State University, because if you know, the squirrels up there are very aggressive. They will run up on you. Yes, yes, for real. I don't know what it is about the squirrels up there, but they get you.
So what is it that you would be ashamed to admit that you're fearful of?
Heights, roller coasters, snakes, all of them. I can't do none of that, Jay.
Yeah, I don't do snakes either.
Nah, I can't. I can't trust nothing that slithers, and I can't control nobody, but you really, they're unpredictable. You know what I'm saying?
Snakes are for belts, shoes, bags.
All right, Peter gonna come get you. They gonna come in here and pour some paint on you, on your leather.
I wish somebody would throw some paint on me from Peter.
You said that with such disdain and such aggression. Like, I wish somebody, like, real thug style. What would happen?
Brian.
Didn't they try to do Patti LaBelle like that?
And they ain't never do it again to no Patti LaBelle. That's my whatever. You, don't do that. That's disrespect beyond belief. Now, we can have a conversation about anything.
Period.
But don't throw no paint on my leather goods and my fur goods.
Oh, man.
You know, I understand we have a difference of opinion, but you ain't got to act like that. I'm just saying.
They going to come to your next enshrinement speech or something and come get you. They going to attack you. Shay Moore kills animals. As you sit there with a chicken wing. What are you afraid? Oh yeah, you told me the squirrels.
Anything
and
that
the
burrows.
And, stuff.
And I'm fear of poverty.
Yeah, that's always in the back of
that
my mind.
That scares me a whole
trying
lot.
To go back there.
Yeah.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:21. Look for highs in the mid 80s today. Right now, you're sunny at 72 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Well, the Beehive is a buzz after Beyonce posted some pictures of herself looking happy and voluptuous in my mind.
Mm.
But folks are starting to buzz, wondering if she could possibly be pregnant with her fourth child.
Another one. Another billionaire in the family, huh?
I think she just looks just a little chunky, like she had a good summer of snacking.
And Beyonce look good per usual, okay?
You look good! You look good! My God, she's something special. I'm just going to leave it at that. She is sensational.
You've been reacting to Wendy Williams and the way that she's looking now that she's on the trail to divorce.
Okay, hold on. I said one comment. I said she was looking good.
Brian, you did what? This right here. That
what?
That
I,
movement.
I don't know what you're talking about. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God they can't see you.
How you doing?
On a recent interview, she talked about her sobriety. She says that, yes, she is still on the sobriety train. No, she has not relapsed.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks were questioning that because she's been, like, out living the single girl's life.
Single. Live your life, Wendy. Even though, you know, you got that strong jawline, do your thing. You know what I'm saying?
She also admitted that... she's really a wife type. She says that being back out is really not her natural lane to be out
yes,
here.
Yes, I'm singing. I want to mingle.
Talking to different dudes and what have you.
Yeah.
She better not run into Blueface.
Just the thought of that just.
And make love good.
I can't with you. So there's I guess this is list season, Brian. We just talked about the top 50 rappers of all time list that was released last week. And now we have a top 10 reality TV stars list that was released.
Ow.
Number one on the list, Tiffany New York Pollard. You remember her from Flavor of Love.
Well deserved. You know, she did get spit on. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Well, and she wound up getting her own spinoff, I Love New York. Yeah. And then she was also in another spinoff after that. So she milked
With her mama, yeah.
The mother, and she was like on some kind of show where they were going and doing jobs, different jobs and stuff. I don't even remember the name of it, but yeah. L. Number two, Tammy Roman from Basketball Wives. She was also on the first episode of Real World New York. Remember that? So that was like the first reality show on TV, I think.
Right, yeah. Well, Cops.
Well, you consider Cops a reality show?
Oh, yeah. But what? The way they be following people, they be getting into real trouble.
A dude I went to high school with was on Cops. It was very sad. Yeah.
Making that real money.
This was like, he was like my really good friend. And they made a joke of it on Big Boy's first solo album. One of the comedians redid it on his album. And it was, I had tears in my eyes when I was watching it. Because that was like my real, real friend.
Oh,
dang. Some things went on. I hope so.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
So found out that Kirk Franklin was coming to Kansas City. And I said, dang, I had a phone number from 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. I said, there's clearly no way that this is still his number. So I tried it out. Child, bye. Why was it still his number? The overwhelming feeling that I got the first time meeting Kirk Franklin is that he is a real person. A real man. He brings an energy into the room, and it is here in the radio station this morning. Welcome, Grammy winning gospel singing legend Kirk Franklin.
Good morning.
What's up, beautiful people? What's going on, man? How you doing, brother?
Legendary narrator. That's what I call him.
Hilarious.
Yeah. You know, I have been enjoying this season of Sunday Best, and I've been seeing another side of you that many of us didn't know. You are a comedian.
I guess so. I don't know.
You really are. When you came out dressed out like Randy Watson, and just some of the ad libs that you give, is just enjoyable. I was like, we need like a Saturday Night Live sketch show, but for Christians.
Oh no, you know, well, if we do anything, we just want to do it for people. You know what I mean? You know, it's, I think sometimes when you continue to try to isolate things, then you kind of miss the opportunity to speak to everyone. You know, and I think that the message is for everybody. Is I think that if we just keep, you know, just this love of Jesus Christ just for Christians, then we're missing the opportunity, because the world needs the message. And so that's why I'm very grateful to be here with you, and you know just with my man on the line, and be able to be in your great city and give some people some of this good love music tonight, man, because you know that's what it's about. And in these crazy times, you know, that's what the people really need. They need to be reminded of how dope God's love is. Yeah.
With your song Love Theory, I've been trying to scratch this itch. What is that sample?
It's not a sample.
Or
it's just very reflective of, you know, just kind of like that 90s bop, you know, book, you know, it kind of, you know, well, what is very interesting is that when you listen to a lot of popular music, it's very reflective of like 90s church, just because a lot of these kids, you know, like Boy Wonder and just a lot of these young producers, they come out of church. These are like young church kids, you know. Mike Will Made It came up to me and said, "Yo, man, is my mom used to take me to your concerts back in the day, man, and I used to sing in the choir, you know." So it's like, you know, all these young heads, they all come from church. So, you know, like their church cores and church structures, you know, that's what they are. And so, you know, really that bop, as I just said, then at the piano, and, you know, and what happened was that wifey and my youngest seed were just playing around the house, just acting silly. And I just jumped on the piano and just started that groove. And I was like, you know, it just feel kind of good. And so when they went to bed, I just stayed up. And so, you know, like no cap, it's just, you know, just that 90s bop that you feeling and grooving, and it feel good, don't it?
It feels wonderful, and it feels familiar, you know.
Yeah.
And to your point, all the great groups you know, from the 90s and beyond, they all came from church. All Jodeci, Silk,
all of them. And you know, Rodney Jerkins, Teddy Riley, you know, Pharrell, you know, these are all church guys that will let you know that that's where they started. And so, you know, so everybody dipped and I stayed and got receipts.
I saw in the gossip blogs that there's going to be a Kirk Franklin story. Is that real? Is that really going to happen in this movie?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Sony approached me. It was at Lionsgate years ago. Mm-hmm. It was at Lionsgate years ago. And then back about 10 years ago, there was a big writer's strike in Los Angeles. Shut everything down. And so years later, Sony came to the table and wanted to do the idea. And, you know, it's very crazy because several years ago, John Singleton came up to me and said, he said, man, you know who told me to do a movie on your life? And I was like, who? He was like, Prince.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, it's just kind of been around, you know. And, you know, when it's your life, you don't think it's a movie because you live in your life, you know. And so, you know, yeah, we'll see what God's plan is. But, yeah, yeah.
That's really exciting.
It ain't going to be rated R, is it?
This boy, I can't take him, you know, anywhere, Kirk Franklin.
And that's a great question. That it's going to be rated what it needs to be rated. Like, I'm not trying to make a rated G movie, you know, just because my life was not that, you know. It's going to be an honest, real movie. And so whatever it lands is where it lands, as long as it's real and true.
Yeah.
You know, no cap. So, you know, I'm good.
Well, I have some more questions about, you know, some of those things and the place that God has taken you from to where you are now. Someone hit me up in my inbox and was like, please find out who his stylist is because they love your style.
Wow.
So we're going to get more into that.
Oh, man, listen, I'm home with y'all, man. Y'all can get with your boy. Let's get it in.
Kirk Franklin.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Got the amazing Kirk Franklin in the building, Shay.
Yes.
Man, what's going on, y'all?
Yes.
Yeah, so, man, I'm honored to be here with y'all.
So glad that you made a stop here. You were on your way to handle up on some business, but you stopped, and I'm just so grateful. That's just a testament to the spirit of Kirk Franklin. I was watching some folks online talk about meeting you in the airport and how you hugged everybody and made everybody feel welcome. And sometimes church can be a cold place.
Yeah,
and I think that you're showing folk that you can draw people to with sweetness and not necessarily condemnation and vinegar.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that there are many like me, you know, as I think that it happens even the same with police. You know, you have a couple of officers that contaminate the whole idea of to protect and serve. But, you know, there's still a lot of men and women in uniform that are doing a great job trying to take care of people and looking out for people. But again, you have one or two that will, you know, make the system look bad for everyone. And it's the same with the Christian experience, same thing with the church experience. You know, there's some really ill churches out there. There's some really dope pastors and dope people that are really caring about the community, you know, and, you know, just want to try to be about, you know, saving people's lives, you know, physically and spiritually. And so I just want people to know, man, that I love people, and I believe that there are a lot of people that love God that do love people.
That's a word.
Yeah, for sure. You know, like think about it, man. You know, when you even look at the history of, you know, like being a Christian, you know, do you know that the first hospitals in the world was started by Christians, you know? Even when you look at abolitionists, you know, the majority of them were Christians, you know? When you even look at, even in ancient times, because a lot of the sports back then were like gladiators, where they were killing human beings for sports. Well, it was early Christians that stopped that, but because they knew the value of life. And so, you know, there's been some very ugly things that, you know, that have been endorsed by Christians, like colonialism, we know that the transatlantic slave trade was even, you know, endorsed by early Christians. You look at Jim Crow and the Southern Baptists, but early, way before Constantine, way before the Atlantic slave trade, transatlantic slave trade, there were Christians in the sub-Saharan parts of Africa. You look at, you know, way before Constantine, there were African Christians, you know, and so I believe in the message of Jesus Christ. I know that, you know, there's been a lot of fools that have done a lot of very ignorant things, and that there are a lot of fools on the other side right now that are standing with another fool, you know, trying to do what they trying to do with the name of the Lord. But I'm here to say that you know a tree by its fruit.
Mm.
And so if the fruit don't look like the tree you planted, then you can't call it that fruit. And so that's all I got to say about that.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.